Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Okay, I do not know what's in the water in Gloucester, but I want some of it. It seems like a lot of positivity has been spread in that area since the pandemic started. And I keep hearing amazing stories of kindness and selflessness. This story is no different. Susan Lane has six kids. Most of them are old enough now where they're out of the house. Susan's a full-time nurse, and because of that, combined with the fact that her children were older, she wasn't able to see them face-to-face once the stay-at-home order was put in place. Susan didn't want to possibly contract the virus and bring it to her patients, and also the other way around with her children. So she started making little baskets for her kids, filled with all sorts of goodies like snacks, adult coloring books, things to lift their spirits up while they couldn't see each other. She loved making the baskets so much that she joined a Facebook group in the Gloucester area that made baskets for other adults. And her 14-year-old daughter even joined in by making baskets for her friends. To them, it was just for fun. But then they realized that there are actually a lot of infants, kids, and teens who needed baskets of positivity and even baskets full of supplies. That's when her friend Melanie started a Facebook group for anyone in the Gloucester and Rockport area who needed a basket. At first, they used their own money to fill all these baskets, but then donations started coming in. And as of today, they have filled over 400 baskets for children in that area. It's unbelievable. And it's a core group of just 3 to 4 women, Susan, Melanie, Amanda. But it's their family who's also been helping fill these baskets, and they still have 140 left to fill. There's a GoFundMe page to help set up to help with donations to keep the baskets running. If you search Baskets for Kids in Gloucester. So if anyone out there has put a basket together for like a gift for just one person, you know that a lot of love, time, and money goes into each one. So if there's anything you can do and spare to keep these things going for the kids, just find them on that GoFundMe page or find me on socials at Ayla Brown Official on Instagram. I will give you the link. That's your It Feels Good for today. Thank you, Gloucester and Rockport. There are so many crazy stories about great people up there.